Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of serving as a lead pastor here at Sugar Hill Church, a place that is really the perfect place for folks that aren't. So thanks for joining us. Today, I want to talk about sheep. I know, sheep. How dull could this conversation be? Well, I want to specifically talk to you about cast sheep, C-A-S-T, sheep. I learned something this week. I was reading a book that just totally lit me up about the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams." And then in verse 3, it says, "He renews my strength." Now, that maybe you're like me, and that sounds like, okay, I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm worn, and the Lord comes and He gives me that strength. And it's like mount up on wings of eagles kind of thing. And you know what I learned? It's really different than that. Did you know that there's such a thing as a cast sheep? And what happens is there are sheep that when they go to find a place to lay down, they'll find such a comfortable, worn-out hole in the earth that they may roll into it. And that sheep, when they are upright, they can function perfectly. But when they are upside down, they become cast sheep. And in just a short amount of time, they will literally die. You know, it's not like us. We have to lay down to get rest to be able to prepare for the next day. Sheep, when they get in that position, they cannot stay there long or they will literally die, and they start off being cast sheep. I learned that shepherds, one of the first things they have to do each morning is see, do they have any cast sheep overnight? And then at the end of the day, do they have any cast sheep that have happened during the day? I found out that sheep that find a comfortable place that is welled out in the ground already, they are searching for so much comfort that they literally will comfort themselves to death. I learned that there's another kind of cast sheep, and that is a sheep that over the course of time and walking through the wilderness and out in the outdoors and growing that heavy fleece, and what happens is they accumulate a lot of filth inside of that fleece. They're coated in mud and insects and sticks and branches and dung. And before long, there's so much of what the world has attached them with that they literally can't stay upright. And the only way that a shepherd can help that cast sheep that now has gathered everything around it as a part of themselves is he has to shear that sheep. And when you shear that sheep, the sheep don't like it originally, but then can you imagine how freed they are from everything else the world has attached to them? And then there's a third kind of sheep, and that kind of sheep is the kind of sheep that they always want more. They're looking to eat more green grass. They don't believe that tomorrow that the Lord will provide for them, so they just gorge on everything they find. And this is the sheep that no matter what, they're just discontented. They can never find enough. I got to have more money. I got to have more time. I got to have more people. I've got to have a better car. I got to have a bigger house. You get the picture. Well, cast sheep are sheep that have prepared themselves for death unintentionally. If you're too comfortable, that sheep comforts themselves to death. If you have acquired all of the things that the world has placed on you and you can't get rid of them, then you have accumulated enough of the world to be a cast sheep. And if by chance you cannot be content with what you have, and so you are always after more, then it might be that you've prepared yourself to be too fat, and that sheep will literally become a cast sheep from accumulating and gathering too much. You know, it doesn't take a preacher to figure out that we don't want to be cast sheep. The 23rd Psalm, as David wrote it, it's written from this perspective, that the verbiage that says the Lord is my shepherd, the "my" is a sheep. David is writing this because he is a shepherd, but he's writing it from the perspective of a sheep. And I think we all know that Jesus, the teaching is he is our good shepherd and we are sheep. And I wonder if any of us today are in danger of being cast sheep, sheep that are in desperate need for the good shepherd to put us right side up. I learned that you can't just pick a sheep up and turn it right side up. You have to massage the legs and get the blood flowing, and you lovingly, carefully, and slowly bring them back into the rest of that flock. And you know what? This is what Jesus has done in our life. He says, you're cast and you're dead without me, but I've come along and I'm going to give you a new hope. I'm going to give you a new day. I'm going to give you a new life, and I'm going to bring you back into the flock that you might live in peace with God the Father. What a wonderful, good shepherd we have in Jesus. Today, my friend, go into your weekend with this one thing. I don't have to be a cast sheep. I can be upright with the Lord my God because of all Christ has done for me. I trust you have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We are going to have a great Sunday. This is one of those days you don't want to miss. So we'll gather together at 9:30 and 11 in the worship center, and then our Sugar Hill Espanol, our Spanish service, will meet at 11 o'clock in our chapel. And as always, we're streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.